I've never been one of those TaskRabbit type people that do what they're told. Sometimes it's not always the best to bother people first. You do have to look out for yourself. I started out as just an assistant project manager for an architect firm, and I knew nothing about architecture.
All right. Hey, guys, welcome back to the studio. Today we have Jordan Sakalian, owner and publisher of City Lifestyle Rochester. Welcome to the studio, Jordan.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Yeah, of course. I'm so happy to have you here. It's another full circle moment as Jordan and I met back in 2018, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. 2018.
Yes, we
feels
were neighbors.
Like forever ago.
I know it does. It's a lifetime, yeah. Right? A lot has happened. So when we met back in 2018, we were both experiencing a life transition. I had just moved in and I was starting up my business at that time. And you were transitioning from your ex and you had your two babies with you,
yep.
Ryer and Layton, your son Ryer, who was just a little guy back then.
Yep, two.
Yeah. And how old is he now?
Almost 10.
Yeah, 10. Month. And yep. Layton's a hoot. I love her. Yeah. I loved getting to know her in the courtyard. She was such a blast to chat with. Such a smart girl.
Thank you. Yeah, she is.
How old is she now?
15. She's driving.
It's
sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Everyone says that it flies by. It flies by.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
I remember just having bubble tea with you and her at Honcho. Yeah, that's hilarious. She'd be like, she'd always call me Matt, and I'm like, it's Mike. And she'd be like, whatever. We're going for bubble tea. Want to come?
She was the VIP of the bubble teas back then. Now she's progressed to Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, boy.
And lattes and things like that. So we're out of the bubble tea phase and wow. Into the Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks.
She's a smart girl. So she went to private school, isn't that right?
Yep. She still is at private school. Yep.
Amazing.
She goes to Everest.
That's so cool. Yep. So what a journey raising your kids as a single mother. Now at this point, it's really full circle for both of us because we both launched into new endeavors. And you just recently launched the Rochester Lifestyle Magazine.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks, I own a magazine now. I'm the publisher owner of City Lifestyle Rochester. Super excited about it. It brings all of my skills and things that I love to do all together into one beautiful publication.
That is so cool because you have a background. You have a professional background in marketing.
I do.
Yeah.
Yep. A bunch of different things, actually, but marketing is my most recent and I think what I'm most passionate about.
Yeah. Well, you've had a couple of career changes in the mix since we initially connected, and I have launched a couple of new endeavors myself. So we relate, right?
Yep.
And so we've both faced a little bit of adversity between 2019 and 2025 here.
Yep. There was just a little thing called that probably put a little wrench in things. And I think you and I are both go-getters and we have these personalities where we like to, you know, have our say in things and we're passionate and we, you know, don't take no for an answer. And I think that's where you and I really get along and why we are where we are today.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of you and all your accomplishments. The magazine, that's a big, bold leap. And I think it's going to be amazing. That's right in your wheelhouse.
Yep.
And so we're going to have to host a launch party for you here.
We're going to do all the things. You and I, we can brainstorm and I think we can really tag team on a lot of fun events and things in the future.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about the magazine and what it has to offer.
The publication is a hyper local magazine. So we like to focus on local brands, local stories, things of that nature. I have full editorial control. So I'm really looking for all those standout companies, stories, things like that really make your business and your story a great part of the community.
That's fantastic. I worked in Rochester for years at a location off of Rochester Road, actually, over by that outdoor mall they had over there.
Oh, Village of Rochester. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a great location. What a great community.
It's great.
Yeah. I know a lot of great folks out there.
I'm finding and I'm meeting so many people. There's just so many businesses and so many stories. Just in the couple weeks that I've been doing this, there is just so much out there. And
with the holidays coming up too, I know like one of my favorite things about Rochester is the Rochester Lights.
Yep.
That's going to be fun for you.
That's coming up. That's going to be my first one as a pillar in the community, we'll call it, let's say. And I there's a ton of businesses doing different things for it. So I'm really looking forward to that this year.
They also do those amazing ice sculptures down Main Street in Rochester too, paired with the lights and all the hoopla. It's a big deal down there. That's going to be great for your magazine and a great experience for you. So what kind of team surrounds the magazine?
Right now, it's mainly myself and my photographer, Jessica Snow. She's amazing. She's been actually with the publication since it started. She's been my right-hand girl so far. And then once I get going, I'm hiring an editor slash writer and then a publication director down the road. I'm working with Detroit Promotions right now. She's helping me do a lot of my social content, helping me plan my first event. I'm really into women-owned businesses and you know, entrepreneurs that are trying to get themselves out there, get their name out there. So any way we can co-collaborate on things, I am all for it.
Yeah, I love that. I'm a big supporter of women in business. I know so many amazing women with amazing businesses and in leadership roles. And I think women empowering women is just huge. I think it's huge. So I'm happy to hear you're a big part of that and a leading woman in the community. I think it's fantastic. And I'll have to meet Jessica because I always love networking with photographers because I have the studio and I recently expanded, as I showed you when you arrived. I transitioned into the next building over, the next suite over, and that's a giant photography space. So love to connect with different photographers for various events and photo shoots.
That'd be great. Yeah. I'm sure she would love to meet you.
Absolutely.
Her studio is right downtown and
Fantastic. So, so what are some of the favorite aspects of the magazine?
My favorite is obviously getting to know some of the businesses, the people that create their businesses, the stories. The thing I'm most excited about is the events. I think that we can really expand on events in the community of Rochester. I'm having my first event November 18th. It's going to be a preview party just to get, you know, hey, I'm here. I'm the new publisher. Invite anyone who's been involved in the magazine in the past, in the future. There's so many ways to incorporate businesses and plan events that really highlight their brands and the magazine at the same time.
That's so fantastic. This is really in your wheelhouse because you're fun, you have energy, and you bring life to the community. So that's a great location for you to be launching your business in.
Yep.
So do you have a brick and mortar location or are you working remotely?
Right now I'm out in the community going to local businesses, meeting with them, seeing where they work. I have spent, you know, a couple of days at 429 Main in downtown Rochester, which is a co-working space.
Okay.
I think that's a great way to get involved in the community, just being in that central hub. And that's, if I'm not in businesses right now, that's where I'm going to plan to spend most of my time.
That's fantastic. Co-working spaces are great for networking because you have such a variety of folks coming in and out. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yep. So what are some of, not to play favorites, but what are some of the businesses that stand out to you so far while you've been in the community?
Well, there's a few of them.
Yeah.
I think from anything from, I met with Endress Acres. She owns a dahlia farm with her husband where they have subscriptions to get fresh flowers delivered. She's going to start to have events there to, dog training. Sit Means Sit is great. I work with Erica Wood, who's been in the community. She's a realtor in the area. There's just so many different cool people that I'm meeting. It's hard to pick just one right now.
And it's so fun too, right? Because with the podcast and the studio here, I get to meet so many people from all walks of life, right? Mm-hmm. So it's same for the magazine publication too. You're meeting everybody from realtors to, you know, people on the farm and, you know, all the things that they have to offer. It's so cool getting to network with so many people and hear their stories. And are you sharing entrepreneurial stories in the magazine?
Like, I will. Yeah. Yep. So if you're a partner in the magazine, you're definitely going to get an editorial feature, which is great for your brand, great for your business. And then also if there's anybody who's just has a super amazing story that we want to share, that's part of the magazine. I'm also thinking of some fun editorial features monthly, like some fashion editorials, things like that, of with local influencers, people that I know in the community that are really excited to be a part of the magazine. So things like that, we're going to do a little bit differently moving forward. But I'm very excited. And then we're going to tie them into social media, because obviously you have to tie in social and today.
Yeah.
So we're coming up with fun things.
That'll be fun for you, because you're very fashion forward. I've known you since 2019. You always look amazing. You're always very well put together. And that's another fun thing we can play with at the studio here, because we have the photography space.
Love it.
So get some great photos and some fun fashion events. And you know, it's a great fundraiser is a fashion show.
Yep.
You know,
love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
That would be fantastic to collaborate on something along those lines together. And I love sharing a founder story. So it sounds like you're going down that path of meeting with entrepreneurs and amazing women in business, and men also, but women in business is definitely something to celebrate, and sharing founder stories. That's huge. It gives everybody a platform and a voice.
Yeah, I agree. It's amazing.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to in 2026?
I think the most important thing is getting this magazine up and running.
Yeah.
We have to launch. We have to have partners to launch. And I'm just excited to see where the future goes. It's my first time owning my own business.
Yeah.
And having full control and being the person that I am, and not having anyone tell me yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I'm most excited about. And just seeing how this magazine brings the community together.
I'm so proud of you. You're going to do great with this. And also, I have to ask, it's not only like a hard copy, it's a digital magazine also, right?
Correct. Yep.
Cool.
Digital. Yep. It's a multimedia. We do social. I have my organic social page, plus we do Meta paid ads as well. The company has over 220 publications across the country, all luxury markets. It's really, if you want to grow your brand, highlight your brand, obviously if you're an established business, there's so many cool things that we can do with my background in marketing and branding and things like that. I'm a problem solver. I always have been. I like to strategically think. So this isn't just, you know, put your ad in and you'll never hear from me. This is like, we are building your brand. I will help you market. We will come up with a game plan, and let's do this and have some fun events and things along the way.
Yeah. And so for the audiences, for anybody looking to collaborate with the magazine, is it a requirement that you be Rochester based, or is it open to anyone that wants to collaborate with you?
So businesses should be local.
Yeah.
There is some parameters around going outside the community. So for right now, I mean, my focus is Rochester. I live here in Clarkston. So obviously, you know, if there's a way that I can highlight a Clarkston business, I will do that, especially if your target demographic is the Rochester Oakland Township community. But there is some parameters around what business is. So for right now, since there is so much going on in Rochester, my focus is Rochester.
That's amazing. Have you ever thought of doing a personal marketing branding strategy, like side hustle outside of the magazine?
That's what I actually was going to do before I got this magazine. That was what my next steps. I was trying to think of.
I would have hired you.
I still can. So I have an LLC. Yeah. I had to start an LLC, obviously, outside of the magazine to own a magazine. So that is one of the things, as I'm meeting with business owners, I'm like, you don't have a marketing person. You might, you know, like, if you're in the magazine, this might be something that I can do as a consultant, right, along the way. I love it. I think it's so fun.
You have a lot of talent and a lot of gifts to share. And I think that maybe down the road, that's something that you can bring to fruition. Mm-hmm. I mean, just getting your feet wet with the magazine and launching it, I think it's right in your wheelhouse. So it's obviously going to be a success, and collaborating with other business owners to highlight them and celebrate their initiatives. I mean, that's just right in your wheelhouse. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yes. I'd be excited to see what you could come up with me, what we could cook up for the studio and various events that we could, you know, bring to fruition in the future.
Oh, we could come up with, me and you, could come up with some cool, out-of-the-box, never-been-done things I think me and you could come up with all day long, especially with our networks and, you know, all the people. I think we could do something really fun.
I love collaborating. Mm-hmm. So, and I love that you're in the Rochester community. And we both met here in Clarkston. Clarkston's such a great community. It has a lot to offer. And, but Rochester does too. And I'm involved in many communities because my in-home care business business, which mm-hmm. was what I was starting up when, you know, shortly after we met, mm-hmm. Or actually shortly prior to us meeting, I started up in 2016. But I started to really expand in 2019, and I was working out in the Rochester community. So I was getting a lot of action out there and attending various events and businesses and getting to know business owners. Yep. So I know the community pretty well, but I also know many other communities too. So it's fun for me in the spaces that I'm in, because I get to be a little bit of everywhere and get mm-hmm. to meet a little bit of everyone. And every community is unique.
Right.
Right.
I feel like I've been in enough, like just between the Birmingham, the Rochester, you know, the Clarkston. I feel like there is a little bit of something to be said for every community, and they all have different little, you know,
charms
about them. Yeah.
There's different facets to every community. And I also worked in the Birmingham community. So when I started up, it was Birmingham, Rochester, mm-hmm. Clarkston, and beyond.
Yeah.
So Beverly Hills area too. All great communities with so much to offer. And, you know, I know going into 2026, like, things are looking great for you. But I know when we both met in 2019, we were both really going through it. We went through some stuff. It was pretty challenging. And it's so fun for me to sit here and chat with you now, because we both, you know, come so far and grown so much. And it's really great to see you coming into your own right now with your magazine and full editorial control. That's very empowering, and I think you're going to do great things with it. But I'd love it if you would share with the audience, especially if, you know, your voice reaches other women in business mm-hmm. that might have gone through some adversities. Like, what are some of the things that you found helpful to help you get through anything that you've been through, you know?
I love that. That's a good question. So I had my daughter young at 20. I was in college. I paused my college career to raise her. I went back to school. I was working 2 to 3 jobs when she was young. I am very blessed to have the best family. I think that means everything. They've helped me raise her since I was young. Then I, you know, met my son's dad. We were in a long-term relationship, engaged, canceled my wedding. So I was just going through a lot of things. And my first real job that I loved was with Nordstrom. I was a personal stylist, personal shopper. There I met so many people. The things I learned from their training at that company I took with me for the rest of my life. So just customer service and being genuine, things like that really helped me as I stepped out of fashion and went more towards the executive assistant type roles. I mean, I started out as just an assistant project manager for an architect firm, and I knew nothing about architecture. I mean, this was commercial art. I was self-taught. I just learned by going to meetings and things like that. And that from then, COVID happened, and then I went to another executive assistant position in Birmingham, where I worked for a whole executive team, learned a lot. I think from there, I went to be executive project manager for a huge movie theater chain, and it's led me to my last career, which was, you know, head of marketing and brand for that movie theater chain. So along the way, I think what has helped me is I've always had a voice. I've never been one of those task rabbit type people that do what they're told, which is good, you know, and bad in its own ways. I think the way I was raised by my dad was a business owner. My family was business owners. And I think I just watched entrepreneurs my whole life. And I just had that feeling inside me that I always want to do better. I always want to help people. I'm definitely a team player. Like, I think I've learned the hard way over the years. Sometimes it's not always the best to put other people first. You do have to look out for yourself at the end of the day. And that was one of, you know, I got advice one day from someone, and, you know, she was like, helping people is great. So being a servant leader has, you know, its ups and downs too, especially if you're not in the right environment. I think for me, I'm always going to have that in the back of my, you know, that's just how I'm wired. And empathy is so huge, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can have too much empathy, but I've always stayed true to myself. I've never just agreed with someone to agree with somebody. I think having a voice and having an opinion is so important, especially as a woman. And I never was one, quite full transparency. I was never, you know, women. I was never that person. But now, as I've gotten older and just all the different companies I've worked for, seeing, meeting different women, hearing their stories, I think it is very, very important as a woman to have a say and a voice and not let people push you around. I also think there's a way you can do it that's, you know, tasteful. And for me, that's just one thing that I've always done. And I've been hired by multiple companies along the years to come in and we have communication issues in our company, or we have, you know, this going on. We need this position. Can you come in and fix it? And I've always been like, within the first 2 weeks, this is what's going on. I picked up on this. I'm just very good at problem solving like that. It's a skill that I think I was just blessed with. Yeah. Right. And it's also something that I love. So along the way, I just think staying true to yourself, being a servant leader, having empathy and believing in yourself and not letting people, you know, put you under a stereotype. Because as a single mom, you know, I did have those stereotypes. Yeah. I don't have 17 degrees. I have my associate's degree in visual merchandising. I really had to prove myself and work my way up the corporate ladder. So just along the way, I think staying true to yourself, doing those types of things, being a problem solver has gotten me where I am today.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think you're a strong person. I think you're a strong woman. And it's hard to put ourselves first. You know, you're a mother, you're a daughter, you know, you're all these things to all these other people. You're working for a company and you're helping teams come together. And that's great that I think the most empowering thing is to recognize your own gifts. Mm-hmm. If you can get to a place in life where you can recognize your own gifts, that's a game changer, I think, because not a lot of people, maybe a lot of people do see your gifts, but they devalue you because they don't have your gifts, you know? And so that's challenging, I think. And like you make great points about women supporting women and, you know, you weren't always shouting from the rooftops about, you know, women's empowerment, but more life experiences taking you to that level. Mm-hmm. And I think I like your point too about not having 17 degrees. You've really climbed the ladder through experience, and really experience is the best teacher.
It is.
And I think that gives you a leg up, having experience versus the degrees.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's any team would be lucky to be working with you to be able to share in your gifts. And you have good intuition, it sounds like, getting involved in teams like that and being able to pick up on, you know, what's really going on at the core of the organization that you're working with. So what are some of the things that you do just to keep it? Because you've always been in shape since I've met you. You know, you're always a well-oiled machine. What are some of the things that you do wellness-wise to keep fit mentally and physically?
I am not a wellness person.
I knew you were going to say that.
This is where it goes. Honestly, I think I've been in survival mode a lot of my whole life, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Which isn't a great thing, right? We all work through our traumas, our things. But the thing about me is I get up every day. I don't get in these like funks where I can't get out of bed. I just have this ability to keep going. Mm-hmm. And it is my superpower at the end of the day. Staying active and things like that, quite frankly, I really don't even work out, which is so bad in today's society.
Well, Jordan, like everything you just said, I thought was great, because it doesn't always have to revolve around fitness.
Yeah.
Like you have your practices and your rituals and you do what works for you, right?
I mean, I'm at Taco Bell sometimes twice a week and everyone knows that about me. It's not like some...
I love you.
It's not, it's not some secret.
Yeah.
I love a good steak. So that's you'll probably see me at Rudy's a lot. But... yeah, fitness-wise, I think for me, it's just getting up, getting yourself ready, getting yourself out the door. Mm-hmm. Even when my kids were little, even with no money, like struggling with money, things like that. I always made sure my kids looked nice. I looked nice because at the end of the day, you have the way you present yourself. And I even tell this to my friends who are new moms, like get up, get showered. Don't get in that funk. Cause once you get in that funk, you're in it.
Yeah.
And like, even this summer was my first time not working. And since I've been 18 years old, and I've never had time to just like decompress and not work and just relax and spend time with my kids. And I just could tell the difference in my mental state, like not getting up, not having anywhere to be, things like that. And again, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, get up, get shower, get your day going, have something that you like to do that's for you, even if it's 20 minutes a day. My guilty pleasure is watching funny TikToks and reels sometimes, like just stupid little things that if they bring you joy, they bring you joy. It doesn't have to be some major get up at 5 a.m. and do your full fitness. Like just little things that keep you going are what I think they've worked. I mean, that's what I've done my whole life.
I love it. It's whatever works for you. You know, I get a lot of people give me shit because I get up at 2 a.m. I get up at 2 a.m. because I get up at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It's when I get up and I just kind of go into my routine, like my rituals through that. And I'll go out, I'll work. I turn my garage into a gym. So I go out there and I work out because that's what makes me feel good.
And I'm jealous of like you. Like I wish I could do this. I'm jealous of you.
Like I want to watch TikTok reels. I don't even know if I have.
But do you go
TikTok.
To bed early?
I do go to bed early.
Like how early?
Wake up at 2. I go to bed at like 7 p.m., sometimes earlier. Okay, so like it makes sense, right? Like I'm getting a full night's sleep and I'm always rested in that respect. Sometimes I stay up later. It just depends, right? But I don't really go out much. You know, now that you're you've always had yourself pretty together. I think everything you just said, though, is a true testament to, you know, how you run yourself and, you know, you've managed your children and how you raised your children. They were always presentable and you're always presentable. And I think that, you know, having your checks and balances for yourself, those were great key points. Mm-hmm. Like just getting up, getting yourself ready, making sure you look good. When you look good, you feel good.
Yep.
You know, I've been down that rabbit hole where it was just like, I'll throw a baseball cap on and a hoodie and like be on my way. And I don't feel good. Not make my bed.
Yep.
Like, that's not like me. But I recognized when I was in that funk. And for me, it was getting out of Taco Bell. Because that
get out of that drive-thru.
Yeah, get out of the drive-thru. You know, my Taco Bell bill is like $36 just
Bell
for
is
me.
Insane. It's $25 when I go now. I'm like, why is a cheese quesadilla $6? Like for me and the kid, it's cheaper for me and the kids to go to a restaurant right now than it is to go to Taco Bell.
Isn't that crazy?
And everyone can, my kids eat Taco Bell.
Yes.
I love
Taco Bell. That's my go-to when I'm going somewhere. And actually Taco Bell is a pretty reasonably healthy menu.
Branding and their whole marketing, what they've done in the last couple years is insane.
Yeah.
And
that's my go-to when I'm going to hit up the drive-thru. But $36 later just for me. It's crazy. But that was my, me getting out of my funk. It was, I recognized when it was like, oh, baseball hat, hoodie every day, you know, and then I'm just not meal prepping. I'm grabbing lunch in the drive-thru. And I didn't have any other practices. And so I put myself into jiu-jitsu. I started training jiu-jitsu because you had to be on point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You had to shower because you had training partners. So you had to be like on top of yourself. And I'll put myself through a boot camp when I go through those motions like that, when I feel like I've lost my way a little bit or I've, you know, just I'm facing some adversity and it's like you don't want to face the day kind of deal, but you have to. You got to get up and you got to show up. And so I think it's very empowering for your son also to watch an empowered mother, you know, as you've raised your daughter and you've raised your son together. And they're not so far apart in age. What's the age gap?
They're they're about 5.5 years.
Okay, that was me and my brothers.
Yep.
5. But it's an interesting perspective for, I think, the younger of the two with a 5-year gap like that, because I was the younger of 3 with 5-year gap between the two of them. They were my brothers were 10 months apart, so they were like twins.
Oh yeah.
But it was cool to watch my parents kind of navigate, and I got to watch my mom, just be an empowered woman and, you know, manage us, all of us boys, and my father as well. And I think that it'll be great for your son down the road to have had such great leadership from a positive female role model in his life, you know, that's going to directly affect how he interacts with women down the road.
I am very, very strict with him on how to treat women. And luckily at the school he goes to, they do teach, you know, ma'am and like manners and things like that.
Yeah.
And with him, I'm always like, you know, how my dad raised me. My dad, I'm very much a daddy's girl, we'll still say. Like, my dad is the most loving, generous man. And that's, I always tell Ryer, like, you know, open the doors for girls, get your little girlfriend's flowers, like things like that. And he's, you know, he goes back and forth between homes, so it's a little challenging to really, really instill that in him. But I just remember this summer, it was funny, when I wasn't working, he's like, Mom, did you get a job yet? Like, and he was like, wait, like, when are you getting a job? Because he's always known me to work.
Right.
And I was like, man, like, I didn't know this was,
he's
like,
he's paying attention.
Yeah. And now that I own the magazine, he's like, this is cool. So you own your own business, Mom? Like, and I'm like, yeah, I own my own business now. And but at my last, when I worked for the movie theater, that was mine and his favorite thing to do, is he would love to go to the movies with me, put his little hands back on his head, get popcorn, get all the collector items, and go to the movies.
That's awesome.
And so now I have to find a fun way to incorporate him into the magazine, because he is just, he loves that kind of stuff.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. I'm sure he's got his own creative genius cooking up there upstairs.
He is pretty creative. Both my kids are very creative, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to see your daughter in the courtyard making mud pies.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's a little entrepreneur. She's been, we went after we lived where we lived and we moved to Auburn Hills, she made $400 one summer selling bracelets by the pool. Like, wow. She is just, she's always been like, how can I make money?
Yeah.
She's doing nail art. She's self-taught herself how to do nails. Like, wow. She's always been just a little entrepreneur spirit too. And then my son, he's more the creative. He's a perfectionist. Like, everything has to be clean. His hair has to be done. So they both have their little quirks and qualities that I absolutely love about them.
That's so fun. You're such a fun mom too. And I know that for a fact, because I would get invited to the bubble teas over at the honcho.
Our VIP bubble tea excursion.
Yes. Yeah. She's funny. Yeah. She's got a great personality. Both your kids are fun. It's got to be so fun watching your boy grow up and interact with you and your daughter, you know, because everyone's got different personalities. Like, you're all within the same gene pool, but everyone's got their own unique blueprint, right?
Yeah, and we're not perfect by any means. Like, there's days, I feel like as I've gotten older, it's gotten worse. Like, I had my kids' school schedules down when they were little. Like, I was, you know, room mom some years and always was the one that had the cute goodie bags and stuff. And now as I've gotten older, well, boys are different too. They don't really care that much about that stuff. But I'm not perfect by any means. I forget when assignments are due and things. It's a lot. It is a lot to, like, manage being a single mom.
Yeah.
Working full time. And managing a teenager, it's gotten harder as I have, you know, it's funny because I'm like, I'm still a teenager. Someday.
Right.
Like, it's like, I feel like I haven't really changed at all. And she's a sophomore. So it's navigating that, the different challenges as a parent too, and just watching them grow and managing all of that has been fun. And
life really has a way of balancing things out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that your evolution's been just fascinating to watch, and it's so good to connect, and I'm excited to see where the magazine goes and what kind of collaborations that we can come up with. And I think you made a lot of great points. I think that you hit home on a lot of good points that I haven't heard another guest bring up. Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to be a fitness machine. You don't have to be eating salad every day and drinking green juice, you know, 24/7. It's the little things, you know what I mean? It's taking steps, and one step leads to another. And like you said, you know, you're a single mom, and you're managing, your children and their schooling, and that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Does your boy go to private school also?
Yep, he's there.
You know what? I knew that because he always post
has
the
his
pictures
little tie.
With the tie.
Every day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The kid loves it.
Yeah.
He's never once fought with me about putting that little tie and his little dress pants on. And I think that is so important today
yeah.
to know you know, society's very like, let's go to work in our sweatpants. I don't even know how people do that because I would be sleeping
halfway through the day. I can't stand
that. But like, it's teaching him such good habits. Don't get me wrong, though. He's in his I don't want to wear jeans phase. So if you see us out, he's going to be in his sweatpants, which drives me nuts. But at least he dresses in his little dress pants and his little tie the rest of the time. Yeah. So, yeah. But he's always been like, let's go to school. Let's do my hair. Let's put my outfit on.
That's awesome. Yeah. So he's enthusiastic about school.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
And he actually struggles in school. And that's been challenging because it's the opposite of my daughter, who's just very, very, very
she's
book smart.
She's very scholastic.
Yeah, she is.
She's genius level. I told you, like when
she has Einstein brain.
She does. Yeah. She's very like. I think when we would go sit with her at the bubble tea things when she would want to have the tea, I think we felt stupid.
I still do. She says words. We were in the car the other day, and she said some word, and I was like, "What was that?" Like, I don't even know how you know these things. And she's very, very wise behind her years.
Yeah.
And you know, growing up with a single mom too. It could have went a lot differently, but I think that her morally, her faith and her belief and faith and things like that, and having such a strong grandparents and having that really loving family unit, despite her dad not being in her life, I think it's really made her who she is today. But my son, he struggles more with the, you know, the academics and things like that. But the kid loves going to school. He gets up every day. He goes. He's happy to be there.
He's just built different.
Yeah, he's just built different. Yeah. I mean, not everyone loves. I mean, he's probably like me. I didn't love school. So, and math and all those things. So.
I didn't love it either. I was a creative. Mm-hmm. And so I liked going for the social part
of
it.
Did you get in trouble for talking too much in class?
Oh, all the time.
I did. That was always on every report card.
Every report card, excessive talking.
Yep. No one can sit next to you or behind you. You're right. Like, you're secluded.
We would have been passing notes. Yeah. I already can tell. Like, I got in trouble for that all the time too. Did you ever have them like confiscate your notes and read them to the class?
That was the worst.
Especially if you're like smack talking the teacher. Yeah.
It was getting in trouble a lot sometimes.
But that's so great though about Layton, that she's, you know, she's such a smart girl with a great head on her shoulder. She's going places. I think it's great. Like, I don't think you have anything to worry about there.
Fingers crossed.
And, you know, and your boy, adorable. Like, he's going to do great things. I'm quite sure. What does the future hold in 2026?
I hope I have a successful magazine. I hope I get my footing with my kids too, because I, you know, that is one thing that's hard, is like that work-life balance, right? Because especially now with the magazine, I'm meeting with people all day. I'm constantly thinking of new things. I'm running social media. I need to get that work-life balance back eventually. I'm excited to, you know, see where the magazine goes, host a bunch of fun events, be involved in the community, meet as many people as I can.
Yeah.
You know, collaborate with people like you. I think it's going to be a great – I'm hoping it's my – 2025 was not a great year.
Right.
It was probably one of my worst years in my life, I think. So – and 2026 is going to be great.
Absolutely. But 2025 was not lost because you got to launch the magazine.
Exactly.
Out of all that adversity came the magazine. Yeah. And usually, you know, coal under pressure produces diamonds.
Yep.
And you're a shiny Love example that. Of it. Yes.
Love it.
Absolutely. It's been such a pleasure connecting with you today in the studio, and I'm looking forward to everything we're going to cook up in the future.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. All right. The beautiful Jordan Sakalian. That's a wrap.